every day in Pittsburgh, money comes in, money goes out, paying for police, fire, streetlights, all of which have a place in the city's budgets. Starting in August, a committee will hash out what goes in those documents, and by December, City Council takes a final vote. As 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports, it's a fast-paced game, if you know how to follow.
There are three things to know about Pittsburgh budgets. First, they're not optional. The city's home rule charter requires an itemized rundown of likely income and expenses. Second, there's two different kinds, an operating budget and a capital budget. Let me introduce Chief Financial Officer Sam Ashbaugh to explain the difference.
The operating budget basically pays for all the day-to-day expenses of running a municipal government. Everything from salaries and benefits of city employees to office supplies.
Pension costs constitute a major part of the city's operating budget, as does paying off our debt. In 2017, Pittsburgh was on the hook for $87 million.
The capital budget, on the other hand, really pays for improvements to the city's assets and infrastructure.
Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Jen Prasuti, explains what that looks like.
All of our segments of streets includes steps, pools, parks, playgrounds. Let's see, what else do we have? We have sidewalks.
Walls,
facilities.
Bridges,
ball fields. Our vehicles are our assets. And we own the light poles. Yes.
The capital budget used to be just a bunch of spreadsheets, a pretty sticky read. Now there are little narratives. It's littered with pie charts, bar graphs. Ashbaugh says that's important.
Because taxpayers deserve to know not only where how their funds are being spent, but some background on it.
Which brings us back to the three things to know about budgeting. And here's the third. City officials want you, yes you, to weigh in on how to spend those capital budget dollars, which ultimately is your money.
Welcome to our second Capital Budget Deliberative Forum. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and be civically engaged.
Budgeting is roughly an 8-month process, and it really gets going in June, when that same budget law requires 2 public hearings on the capital budget. Instead of just taking public testimony, the Peduto administration orders a bunch of sandwiches and asks people to have small group discussions about the projects they want. During that hour, people talked about complete streets and sidewalks, among other things. Dave Hutchinson is the senior manager of the capital budget. He told the audience a budget is really a set of priorities for the city.
We want to make sure that we're improving quality of life in all city neighborhoods, and that kind of goes back to our core baseline of infrastructure. Also want to make sure that the projects that are being proposed have your support as community members.
Missed the deliberative forum this year? Don't worry about it. Go next year. And in the meantime, 311, email, community meetings, they all affect what projects get priority. Seriously, they want to hear from you. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.